Okay, so we're learning the sugya in the Moed Katan about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the Tosos on Daf Yutes seems to bring a raya from our very sugya here that there is an inyan of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. What's the raya? Because the Mishnah had said that although normally ksiva is prohibited on Chol HaMoed, for certain exceptions one's allowed to. So one of the exceptions is if a person needs to write tefillin or mezuzah, so you're allowed to write tefillin. So what's the need to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So it says seemingly because you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, what's the urgency of writing tefillin? It must be you're trying to wear it on Chol HaMoed. So Tosa says, don't bring a raya. Just because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed in order to wear it on Chol HaMoed, it's very possible that Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his shita. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, in general, that you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. You're allowed to wear tefillin on Yom Tov. So for him, it's completely fine. So certainly you could wear it on Chol HaMoed. That's an opinion we don't hold like. We paskin that you cannot wear tefillin on Shabbos, you cannot wear tefillin on Yom Tov. There's only Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso who allows you to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So certainly on Chol HaMoed. But for everyone else in the Psak, we hold that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov, we still have an open question whether or not you're allowed to wear it on Chol HaMoed or not on Chol HaMoed. So there's no raya from this Gemara. There's another Gemara that the Rishon bring a raya from that perhaps one can wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There's a Gemara at the very end of the first parak of Beitzah, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about sending gifts on Yom Tov. And it's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're only allowed to send gifts to someone on Yom Tov if he's going to get Hana, if he's going to be able to use it. So one of the examples the Gemara says is Rav Sheshes would, he would send to the Chachamim, he would send them tefillin on Yom Tov. So why would he send them tefillin on Yom Tov? Don't you have to be able to use it? They say, yeah, since you could use it on Chol, so you're allowed to send it on Yom Tov. So what Chol is it referring to here? So the Rishonim say, according to some, you send it on Yom Tov Rishon, Tefillin, in order for them to wear it on Chol HaMoed afterwards. So some say that's a raya from this Gemara, that you're allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Others say there's no raya. Maybe it's referring to sending a Yom Tov Sheni, so that he's able to wear Tefillin on Chol, when all of Yom Tov is already over, not Chol HaMoed. So there's these different Gemaras that there is no explicit Gemara that says one's allowed to or one's not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So that's a part of the ambiguity here in this particular topic. So what's the question? So that's in terms of rayas, proofs from the Gemaras. There are no clear-cut proofs. There's a Yushalmi that's pretty clear, but there's no Bavli that's clear about this topic. So what are the svaras? What's the logic as to why one maybe should or should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed?
Rabbi, instead of just the word allowed, there's actually three words dealing with, would be Isser, Putter, and Chayev, right?
Right. Okay,
what
so...
What does allowed mean? That's Putter? But allowed?
Right. We're talking about whether a person should wear tefillin or he should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the question. So the Tosafot says one of the reasons why a person should not wear tefillin is because this concept of os. The Gemara talks about that you don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov or Shabbos because Shabbos and Yom Tov is considered an os. And the halacha is you can't have an os of tefillin when you have the os of Shabbos or Yom Tov. So just to make it clear, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, B'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, osir laniach tefillin, you can't put tefillin on, mipnei shehem atman os. Since tefillin themselves are an os, vim meinichin bahem os, ach, if you put another os on top of that, it's going to be a disgrace to the os of Shabbos, a disgrace to the os of Yom Tov. Now, the Mishavur adds, not only is it referring to Yom Tov, regular Yom Tov, but even Yom Tov Sheni, which is also a low-level type of Yom Tov. It's only a minhag. We know really when the real day of Yom Tov is. But even Yom Tov Sheni, it's included because it's also considered Zilzal. There are some who on Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Laaretz, no one puts tefillin on. Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, where things get a little bit more complicated, because in Eretz Yisrael, we only keep one day of Yom Tov. So there's something called a 1.5 days. It's just a fancy term of partial Yom Tov Sheni. So some felt that you should put tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni when Eretz Yisrael. So if an American in Eretz Yisrael who keeps 2 days of Yom Tov, you should put tefillin on bitsinah, where no one sees. Yantav Sheni in Eretz Yisrael means we're machmir on all halachas. So we're machmir not to do malacha, because we come from America, but we're also machmir to wear tefillin, because we're also in Eretz Yisrael. We do everything l'chumra. So some say one should put tefillin on bitsinah. That's not for now, but that's just something interesting to keep in mind. So that's what Eretz Yisrael. But let's say you're Ben Chutzlartz and you do wear tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. You do wear tefillin on Chol Moed general, so then you would put tefillin on. There are places that they do wear. Anyone who wears tefillin on Chol Moed in Eretz Yisrael should be behind the mechitza, because it's very, very uncommon. But let's say last day of Yom Tov, Shri Shal Pesach, where it's already Chol in Eretz Yisrael, then certainly those who wear tefillin and hold of this fancy shchiddush should wear tefillin bitsinah on Yom Tov Sheni. But either way, yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah, he at the very end, verse 5, he says that if you don't wear tefillin but you go to a base knesset where they do, so you should put on without a bracha. But he doesn't say what happens if you do and you go to a base knesset that doesn't.
Yeah, it should be. It's the same halacha. Same halacha. Yeah. So we have here. So this inyan of os. So now, what is the os of Shabbos and Yom Tov? What serves as the os? So Tosfos Moed Katan says that the os is one opinion at least is the iser malacha. The fact that we can't do malach on Shabbos, the fact that we can't do malach on Yantif, that is the os, and therefore it's a open question whether that applies to Chol HaMoed. Is there an Isser malach on Chol HaMoed, or is there not an Isser malach on Chol HaMoed? That's really what it boils down to. So that's a big machlokas we showed him. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amin Aleph says, has a question whether or not it's usher to do malach on Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara ends up saying it's a kasev shemashul lechachamim. It was a pasuk that was handed over for the interpretation of the chachamim, whether or not there's an isser malacha on Chol HaMoed or not, and what the various parameters are. It's aser, but for davar avod it's mutter. For tzar chamoed it's mutter. So we have all these different Chol HaMoed, one of the hardest topics to understand, because there's so many different details of the hefsin mamon. There's tzarach moed, there's davar avid, there's so many different things that how to figure out what the malachas are. So that was Chachamim had created this whole system of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So the question is it really deraisa? It's really rooted in deraisa that you can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed, but Chachamim had just created the parameters of it? Or no, the entire concept is a derabanan concept. That's the machlokas in Rishonim. So the Tosfos explains that's going to dictate to us whether or not there's an os on Chol HaMoed or not. Meaning, if you assume that really the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is a Isser Deraisa, but Chachamim decide how to plug it in, so then we would say there is an os on Chol HaMoed, and then you should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If you assume no, the whole creation of Chol HaMoed is only rabbinic, it's not sourced in the Torah, so then there is no os on Chol HaMoed, in which case a person should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So that's one level of what the os is. But then there is another explanation that's found in the Tosfos, that os is really with regards to the performance of the mitzvahs. Not with regards to the malacha, but with regards to the performance of the mitzvahs. So which mitzvahs? So on Sukkot, it's about eating in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. By you eating the sukkah, so that serves as an os. So that would be the os of Chol HaMoed. What's the os on Pesach? So Tosos in Moed Katan, anyone remember what Tosos in Moed Katan says about Pesach?
Eating matzah.
And interestingly, if you take a look in Tosos in Erevin, I didn't put this in, but he says it's the Isser of eating chametz. So Isser eating chametz versus the mitzvah of eating matzah, those two serve as osos. So you're doing something different than what you would normally do the rest of the year. That's the os, the performance of mitzvahs or the keeping of the mitzvahs. The big question is, what I didn't say addressed anywhere, is what about Yom Tov? Or even Shabbos, Shabbos as well. Shabbos, you could say it's Isser Malacha, Shavuos also the Isser Malacha. But if it's about the performance of mitzvahs, where's the performance of mitzvahs? So I think Shabbos is a great question, and also Yom Tov, Shavuos. Sukkot, we sit in the sukkah. It comes to Pesach, you eat matzah.
Yeah.
But what's unique about Shabbos, what's unique about Shavuos? So one could say, now Rishonim don't say this, one could say is the fact that we're saying Kiddush, the fact that we're having meals, that could be the os, I don't know. But I saw in the Mishnah Berurah, I just saw this the other day, the Mishnah Berurah says that as follows. He says, what's the os on Shabbos? Since we say in the Pasuk, ki os hi beinu veinechem, that's the os of Shabbos. And Yom Tov is also Gam Kein Mikrei Os. Also Yom Tov is called an Os. The Pesach Mitzrayim Ksivos. It says the word Os by Mitzrayim. V'hukshu kol mo'adei Hashem b'parshas Emor. So they're all connected to each other. So I think you could use this to explain as follows. That even though there may not be a mitzvah of Shavuos to serve as the Os, but once there's a mitzvah of Pesach, of eating matzah, since it's a Hekesh to all the other Yom Tovim, so that through the Hekesh you could apply the Os to Shavuos as well. Either way, we see from here that there are two explanations as to what the Os of Yom Tov and Shabbos is. Either it's the Issur Melacha, or it is the performance of mitzvahs. So then you have to raise the question, so what about Chol HaMoed? So Chol HaMoed, we said it depends whether there's Issur Melacha, Midiraisa, or Midirabanan on Chol HaMoed. And also you have to raise the question of what about, is there an Os of eating matzah? I mean, the first night, we have to eat matzah. You must eat matzah the first night. But I don't have to eat matzah on Chol HaMoed. If I want to have bread, I have to eat matzah. But I don't have to have bread. I could avoid matzah the entire week of Pesach. What about sukkah? I only have to eat in the sukkah the first night. Afterwards, if I decide to have water and fruit, I don't have to eat in the sukkah. So the question becomes, is there really an os on Chol HaMoed as well? And that's really what this question boils down to. Halacha l'maaseh, how do we pass? Do we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or do we not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So the Beis Yosef has an interesting discussion, and the Beis Yosef says that he quotes from a number of different Rishonim that there are some who say you wear tefillin, no bracha. Others say you wear tefillin with a bracha. And he says that now in B'nai Sfard, the Sfardim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He heard, the Beis Yosef heard, that historically they used to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because the Rush Paskin to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But then afterwards, they came across the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar, and the Zohar is very stark about not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So they changed the minhag based on what the Zohar says. So that itself is very fascinating, to change a minhag based on the Zohar. How could that be? There's a certain klal that Mishnah Berurah says, whenever there's a stira between halacha and the Zohar, the halacha always trumps. If there's no halacha, it's an open question. We view the Zohar as another shita, it could tip the scale. But if it's a mefurish halacha against the Zohar, the halacha beats the Zohar. So how could the Zohar now change this halacha? So the Beis Yosef explains at the end here, because there's no clear Gemara in the Bavli that says you can or cannot. It's not clear in the Bavli. So since it's an open question, we can rely on the Zohar to tip the scale, to say not to wear tefillin, and even to go against the minhag that they've been keeping for many generations of wearing tefillin, the Zohar was able to change it completely. So this becomes just an interesting clash between the Zohar versus the minhag we've been keeping. So that's the Beis Yosef's understanding. And it's clear the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. He says in Simen Lamed Aleph Sebeis Bechol HaMoed Gam Kein Aser Lahaniach Tefillin Me'atam Hazeh Ba'atzma. We don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed Sheyimeichol Gam Kein Os. It also serves as an Os.
It's only a clash of the Ashkenazi Shita. It's not a clash of the Sephardic
Shita. It was a clash because the Sephardim, he says, used to wear tefillin as well.
Oh, yeah.
And he changed it. The Ashkenazim didn't acknowledge the Zohar and they didn't change the minhag. Now the Ramah says, no. Ramah says, Yesh Omim Shechol HaMoed Chai B'Tfilin. There are those who say, and that's the opinion of the Rush, so we do wear Tfilin on Chol HaMoed, and that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim. V'chei Nogin Mechol Galilos Eilu, all the countries in Europe, says the Ramah, Laniacham B'Moed Lavarech Aleim, they would wear Tfilin, and they even say Bracha on Tfilin as well on Chol HaMoed. Ella she'ein mevarchen alem b'kol ram b'beis knesses kmo shari mos hashana. You don't say it out loud. You say it in a whisper.
That's the Ashkenazi practice all year. No, if you go to a Sephardic shul, they say it out loud. You answer
right.
Amen. Ashkenazi practice that all year. No.
Yeah, they do. They shouldn't though. They should say. I said we should say it out loud. It's in to say it loud. Yeah, but we don't. But ideally it should. Someone say amen to the bracha. But certainly Chol HaMoed should be done very, very quietly. Now, the Taz doesn't get the whole thing of saying a bracha quietly. If it's supposed to be a bracha, say it out loud. Say it. If it's not supposed to be a bracha, don't say it at all. To say a bracha quietly, you're trying to hide something, the whole thing's a very strange thing. It's reminiscent of the bracha of, you know, we say two brachas on the tefillin of Ashkenazim. We say two brachas, so we say the bracha on the Rosh, and we say Baruch Shem Kvod Ma'achusel Yom Ve'ed. It's almost a joke. So there's something strange going on with tefillin. The Taz says, why would you, if you're going to say a bracha and quietly, doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Taz says it's better not to say bracha at all. Put the tefillin on, but don't say a bracha.
And what does he say on the head?
No bracha at all. No bracha at all. They say. Now, those who wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, in terms of taking off tefillin, so it becomes a very interesting discussion here. The Taz says that one should say remove the tefillin before Hallel. I was once davening here. It was, I forget which, Pesach or Sukkot, it's one of them. And there was a guy here who was wearing tefillin. So normally downstairs we ask the people to go behind the Esses Nashim. Up here we don't have the luxury, so people are mixed together wearing tefillin. So I'm not wearing tefillin. And a guy was wearing tefillin, and Hallel came. And Rav Weimer said to him very strongly, you should take your tefillin off before Hallel. That's how we hold in the shul. So a person should take them off already before Hallel. And because since a challah comes because of the Chol HaMoed, because of the Yom Tov, you shouldn't be wearing tefillin. During Shacharis, which is a regular weekday Shacharis, for the most part, you could wear tefillin if you hold that way, but should not be there during Hallel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, interestingly, even though Mishnah Berurah is very, very makbid, speaking of Hakbada, he's very makbid about not removing tefillin during Chazaris HaShatz. He's very against those who change into Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Though there's many who do. The minhag is to change during Chazar Tashatz. If you have the luxury of changing afterwards, it's certainly better. But many people do. I've seen big people, including Rav Weinberger, but others as well, change Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin during Chazar Tashatz. But at least within the Mishnah Berurah's opinion, who says one should not change Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin during Chazar Tashatz, this instance he would agree that you can remove your tefillin during Chazar Tashatz in order for you to have them off already by Hallel. Because since Hallel comes because of Chol HaMoed, it's a Yontif thing, we don't want the tefillin to be there during the Yontif of it.
The people who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, who are they relying on? The Rush?
The Rush and the Ramah. Yeah, the Ramah clearly says that one should wear tefillin. Those who are real Ashkenazim, who are not into Hasidus at all, they're very, very strong about this minhag of wearing tefillin. Me personally, I grew up wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And then 1 year, my brother's a year older than me, so he was in Eretz Yisrael for the year. And we went to visit him. So my father said before we went, he says, wait a second. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, no one wears tefillin. The minhag is like in the Gra, no one wears tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very uncommon to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Then he says, his own father, my grandfather, doesn't wear tefillin at the time, didn't wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed. So why are we wearing tefillin? So I said to my father, if my Saba doesn't wear tefillin, so how come you're wearing tefillin? He says, because when he became Bar Mitzvah, so then, he was tried to be Makbun Halacha, so he went to his Rebbe, what should I do during Chol HaMoed? He was a 13-year-old boy who knew, something about Halacha, so he said to Rebbe, what should I do? So Rebbe says, well, where's your father from? So he says, he's somewhere in Litta. So I said, oh, he's probably Minhag Ashkenaz, and therefore you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But the Rebbe didn't ask him, what does your father actually do? So my father, it was a 13-year-old boy, growing up, my father wore tefillin. And my grandfather didn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. My grandfather he was a real European. When I see Rav Weinberger's father, Mamish reminds me exactly of my grandfather. Sweet, soft, edel, didn't say a thing. So my grandfather would never say anything to his son.
To his son.
So my grandfather has Minhag Lubavitch to a certain. He grew up Lubavitch. He was very young when his father died, so he lost a lot of the Minhagim and in the war, but his Minhag was not to wear tefillin. So what happened was, when I was around 17 years old, we did Hatar Sadarm, we asked the Rav, and we did Hatar Sadarm in my house, and we undid that, and we stopped wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, like the Shulchan Aruch, against this Ramah, in favor of the Zohar and the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael. Which, by the way, the Poskim discuss whether one's allowed to change a Minhag. Let's say my father, kept to wear tefillin. He wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I decided, I learned the Sugya now, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Zohar really speaks to me. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael, I'm allowed to change it or not. So many poskim think that you would be allowed to change it.
Is it that halacha speaks to you, or you found out the custom of your grandfather?
No, let's say the custom of my grandfather was to wear tefillin. And I learned the halacha well, and it seems to make sense. The Zohar really, really made sense to me. I want to change.
Yeah.
So normally the halacha is you can't change from the Minhag Avoseinu. It's a famous story of Soloveitchik once gave a big shir about standing up for Kiddush and sitting down for Kiddush. He said, ideally, Friday night, you should stand up for Vayechul. Vayechul is Eidus. When you give Eidus, when you give testimony, you need to stand up the halachas. And when you sit down for the bracha, you're supposed to sit down for the Suda. So you should stand, and then you should sit. And the very next Shabbos, it was a big Shabbos in Yeshiva, and he was making Kiddush for everyone, and he was standing up for the whole time. And he said, Rebbe, you told us last week, you gave a whole shir, a great shir, that's standing, sitting down. What do you change? He said, but there's minhag avoseinu. So there's one thing about halacha, and there's something else that the minhag avoseinu, you have to keep your father's practice. So now, if it's something that goes against halacha mamish, then fine. But if there's some basis for the minhag, so then we're not going to change. There's such a thing as minhag. We have to keep on to those minhagim. So what about this case? The minhag of my father, let's say, my grandfather, let's say, was to wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed. Let's say, not for me, but let's say Ashkenazim here. Your minhag has been to wear tefillin. Now you just came out learning the sugya. You learned Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Aleph. You learned the Zohar. So now you want to say, I don't want to wear tefillin anymore. You ask the Rav, is it allowed? Well, minhag avoseinu. Your father, grandfather haven't been wearing for years. So some say that, as the Beis Yosef pointed out, that the Svardim, not just the family, the Svardim as a group of, 50% of Jews, were wearing tefillin and Chol HaMoed. They came across the Zohar, and they changed the minhag of all Svard, so if a whole Svard could change, so certainly a individual is allowed to change in favor of the Zohar. That's what's brought down by some of the poskim. Now, I'm not recommending you do this, I always ask a Shaila, but we see that there's something unique about not wearing tefillin and Chol HaMoed, that it's able to go against this minhag, different than other types of minhagim.
So then the Zohar is the source for not wearing tefillin.
Yeah, that's the most explicit source. I mean, there's some Rishonim who felt, forgetting the Zohar, they didn't even see the Zohar necessarily, that they, based on understanding the Gemaras and the Sugya, they thought you shouldn't wear because of the Os. But it was still unclear. There's no rise, clear rise in either way. So what we said, the Beis Yosef said, the Zohar made it clear that you cannot wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the question is whether one can really acknowledge that Zohar in the face of the halacha if you assume that you are allowed to, and you should, can the Zohar then change that halacha?
Do wear tefillin?
I assume they don't. I assume not.
And the author of the Zohar is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who's in the Gemara, right?
Correct.
He didn't say anything here.
Correct. We have many statements of the Zohar that are not said here. The Zohar is a whole other world.
But I'm just saying, that's the author, but he, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, is in the Gemara and never said anything.
Correct. Not on this topic. Okay.
What did the Gemara and the Yerushalmi say?
The Yerushalmi, the Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi here, that was seemed to be pretty clear that one does not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Where is that Yerushalmi? It's in Tosfos here, quotes it somewhere here. On Daf Yud Tes here. The other way around, saying from the Yerushalmi it says you should wear it. He quotes the Yerushalmi that one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It seemed to be a pretty clear Yerushalmi. Okay.
I'm sorry, the Yerushalmi says which way?
One should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay, and then just the last point here, I'm not going to get involved, but it's an interesting discussion, not for now. The Magen Avraham does raise the point of wearing Chol HaMoed, wearing tefillin rather, on Chol HaMoed. He says if one, let's say, does wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, shouldn't there still be a concern of being Baal Tosef, over the Isser Baal Tosef? Because we don't know. So we don't know if you should be wearing. We don't know how to paskin. So since it's a suffix, so some say you should wear tefillin. Isn't that a violation of Baal Tosef, potentially? Wearing a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah in an extra way where you're not supposed to? So the Magen Avraham says, when you're doing Baal Tosef out of a suffix, for the reason of a suffix, that's not a violation of Baal Tosef. If you were to wear tefillin, simply to wear tefillin an extra day when you're not supposed to, that would be Baal Tosef. If you're wearing it just to because you're not sure if there's a mitzvah or there's an iser, that would not be considered a violation. Baal Tosef is only when you have kavana to do a mitzvah for Baal Tosef. But this, the kavanah is to do the right thing, not for Baal Tosef, in which case it would not be a violation of Baal Tosef. Now, I'll just, the Gra also, by the way, was very much in line with the Zohar and the Hasidim, not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, like the minhag of Gra. And it's brought down the Maaser Rav, that he was very, very makbid on Issur Chag to do the mitzvah of tefillin right away. He would wake up earlier. I'm not sure what his normal schedule was. His schedule was not much sleeping, that much I do know. Every 4 hours he'd sleep half an hour only, so he didn't sleep much. But at the first chance he would have after Yantiv, on Issur Chag, he'd put tefillin on immediately, the earliest point, just to be just to show this chavivus of the mitzvah that he didn't wear it for the full 7, 8, 9 days of Yantiv.
Dari work
tefillin? I would imagine not. But Baal Shem don't wear. I imagine that. I don't know for sure. I don't know everyone's minhag, but I would imagine that Rizal, I imagine that Chabad don't wear either on Chol HaMoed. But this is just reminiscent, by the way, this Maaser Rav of the Gra, that he'd run to go perform the mitzvah of tefillin right when he had the first chance to. It's reminiscent of what he holds by Pesach. Pesach as well, It's slightly different. It's brought down that the Gra would, on the way home, Chai Adamos was a Talmud of the Gra, the way home after Matzei Pesach, he'd stop by the local tavern in order to buy some beer to make Havdalah on beer. Now that's a shaila of using Chamer Medina versus Yain, using wine versus regular the drinks of the community. But the reason he'd do that is because to show that the Chavivus of the Chametz was so special to him, he wanted to have beer the first chance possible. Why? He wanted to show that he really loves the Chametz. He really wants it. I'm only doing this because the Kaddish Baruch Hu told me. It's a Gezeiras HaMelech not to have Chametz. I'm showing you how much I love it and how much I'm doing it just for Hashem. So he has beer because he couldn't hold back his taiva beer. Not that he really had a taiva for beer, Chas V'Shalom. He had a taiva for mitzvahs. But that was the same indication. The first chance he had of performing a mitzvah or to show your love for the mitzvahs, that's the minhag of the Gra. So either way, so this becomes just a very interesting and very nogea discussion. And then next week we'll continue. I'm not sure what the next week is, but hopefully we'll find something interesting.
So how does it work with...